Hello and welcome, this is Mike Collis and I welcome you to the first edition of our podcast here. I hope you're going to enjoy it. We're going to be playing you some great unsigned bands from around the world, but mainly, I must admit, mainly American. But we will give you as much as possible from around elsewhere, especially if we can, lots of UK bands as well. We're going to be giving you tips about them, all sorts of information about each band that we're going to be featuring on the show. As well as that, we'll give you gigs. You know, you might want to have, you know, you might like them so much you want to go and see them, so we'll give you the gigs that are lining up, if they have any, of course. Not all of them might be having a bit of a rest, you know, they've got a busy lifestyle, these lot. And, of course, a large selection of each band's current music out there for you to enjoy. And, of course, hopefully, in the near future, we'll have some cool interviews with these bands as well, which I'm trying desperately hard at the moment to get for you. So that's something for you to enjoy in other podcasts, which will be every week. I'm not sure every which day it's going to be, but roughly it'll be probably, say, midweek, maybe beginning of the week, a bit more often. But nevertheless, you can just simply get an update via our RSS feed, which will tell you when we have updated our podcast, so it makes it very easy for you indeed. So a little bit about the show I've given you there, but I'll give you a bit more background. Basically, I love lots of cool unsigned bands, and you know, I think people should take a bit more interest in them, so my idea is to give you a great look into these bands, giving you lots of information as well, plus the fact the music. The most important thing, of course, is their music, and you will get plenty of those during the show. As well as that, the interviews, which I'm hoping will be something I'll be able to do with all the bands that I want to play, eventually getting them on, and it'd be interesting. I'll give you a thumbs up on the blog, on the website, when the interview will be taking place. If you want to ask any questions at all, you'll be able to do that, and then you'll be able to hear your answers that you asked me to give them questions, then you'll get them on our podcast. Hopefully, hopefully, we'll get one this week for our next week's show, which will be quite interesting indeed. So, who we're going to play first? Well, what we're going to play for you first is The Cakes. They're an English band. They are very good indeed, and I think you'll like them indeed. A bit of rock indie music from them. So if you like that kind of thing, I think you're going to love this show indeed, because I must admit, most of the bands featured on this show are going to be rock music, but don't worry, we might play some other music as well on the podcast. We might even do some special podcasts where we play you all sorts of music, maybe dance, bit of punk, bit of R&B, bit of urban, something like that for you. Hopefully, if you have any ideas of what kind of music you like, what kind of band you want to hear, or if there's even a country you want me to get for you, then I can do that also. It might take a bit more time, obviously, to find some good music for you to play, but of course, I'll do my best for you. So like I said, we're going to be playing The Cakes first. They're from Newcastle, so that's the northeast of England. And we're going to play you probably about three or four tracks. I've actually got quite a lot of tracks from this band. And to be honest, this is the inspiration that I've got given to do this show as well. So I must give the hands up to Alex, who's been in contact for this band I've been focusing on, and Alex is the keyboard and the synthesizer of the band. There's four members. We've got David, who's the guitar and the lead vocalist. We've got Johnny Cakes, which imagine that's where it came from, Cakes. Johnny Cakes, bass guitar and backing vocals, and then last of all, the drummer, who's called Nick Clark. So that's the four band. We're pretty nice, I think. I think you're going to like it. I think the first one we're going to play is going to be the band favourite music I've got from the band so far, so we'll play that in a moment or two, because we've only given you a call in, and of course we're going to give you play probably about two tracks of them, and I'll give you some more information about them, because they do actually have some quite, well, they've got a few upcoming gigs and gigs they've done as well in the past. So we'll give you that if you really like them. That's why I'm going to play these few. And if you like them so much, then, well, we'll give it to you. They've got quite a lot of bands, actually. Yeah, we've got about five bands at the moment. Well, should I say five gigs at the moment to play in May. So if you're living in England and living roughly in the north-ish, north half, then get yourself over there and listen to them live. I imagine it'd be pretty good live. So here we go with the first one we're going to play you. It's The Cakes and it's Bored of Cities.
We'll be right back.
There you go, that's the first two tracks so far from The Cakes. Board of the City is my favourite, which I played first. I don't know what you think of it, but if you can let me know, obviously, any way you like, send me emails or posting on the website regarding all the bands I'm playing for you on any podcast, do so. It would be great feedback for the bands as well as for myself to bring some more music that you like, the show that you like, and what you don't like, basically, and then I'll improve it. And after that, we had The Doubt, which is another track by them which I do like as well, but I must admit, I haven't really had any of the tracks that I've so far listened to them which I don't really like. Obviously, there's ones which I prefer than others, but there isn't none of them which I don't like, so that's why it's so great, this band. Right, here we go. We're going to tell you about their gigs now. There's 4 gigs during next month in May, so you can check all the gigs out and even more information, even photos of them and what other people have done on the site. It's thecakes.co.uk. So where they're playing? They're playing in Stoke. So if you know where Stoke is. Some other ones I don't actually know. Winsford. If you're living in Winsford, then that's another one. And you got to in Stourbridge. They're playing that actually on Sunday, so that's actually not that long away. 7th of May. It's their next gig, which is a Sunday, if you didn't notice. So that'd be quite... If you can get down there, Stourbridge, awesome. And then Stoke is the next one, 15th of May. Not sure who they're actually going to be playing with at the moment, but you never know. And then Winsford on 21st. And the last one there in May is 25th. K2 Keeley University, and actually they're going to play them with Kamazaki Pilots, but not sure who else they're going to be playing with. But so there you go, if you want to see The Cakes, we're going to be playing a few more of them in a moment or two, because they are really cool. And it's actually, you should check out the website, it's actually quite funny. They've got quite a good few things there about The Cakes, and also what people have done. They've got, it says you, and people have done photos, say, like, I don't know if you heard of them, but there's like butter stalk, and it's got perfect for cakes, things like that. Even the cakes have been put on their buses, because they're so dirty, aren't they? Anyway, someone's actually baked cakes, you know, like little small cakes, and actually written the letters on them to make up the cakes. So that's what, you know, they are known by people, and people do some great stuff, and if you like them that much, then promote them as much as you can, because they are a good band to listen to. So next time we're going to play you 2 more tracks to finish off our cool Cakes out of the band, and then we'll feature another one for you a bit later. So we're going to play you Cakes, I Know, and Sunday. I hope you enjoy them. And it will catch you back.
pour some water in a paper cup. When I'm drunk, I'm gonna rip it up. I drink some wine, but I got no money. Baby, please, will you be my honey? In my mind, oh, can't you see?
So give it up, that was The Cakes featured here on PureCast. I hope you enjoyed The Cakes as much as I did. Just to let you know a few things, actually called the drummer, I actually remember now that they had a new drummer in who was Holly. So you can check her out, all the everything basically, all the biographies of all the band, and of course Holly, who is the new drummer for the group, which I've actually mentioned the wrong one, so forgive me for those people. But anyway, I did mention it now, so it's not too bad. So that's The Cakes. Visit them, thecakes.co.uk. Go to the gigs if you can, because I'm sure they are great live, and they've had a bit of airplay as well on the BBC, if you know who they are. So I mean, they've got quite a few things, and check out my website as well, which they are my featured band at the moment, mikecollis.com. And there I'll be putting all my podcasts, of course, as other few places as well. So we'd like to thank you very much for listening to The Cakes, because now we are going to listen to The Absolution Project. So yeah, our next featured band here on our first episode of our cool podcast here. I hope you're enjoying it. Pure Podcast, it's called, and it's a weekly show. So we're going to be playing you some great music. Just like you heard there, Absolution Project, giving you Complicated. So this band is formed in 2003. They play in the US in Rochester. So if you know where that is, then you're doing some good. Again, this is another one. Actually, it's five member band. We have Roger on the guitars, Steve on vocals and the guitar, Justin on lead vocalist, Walt on bass, and Zach on the drums. So this is a slightly bit of a different kind of music than our first band, The Cakes. But I still enjoy the sound that they produce, and of course they've had a few press releases as well from a few. We have Rochester Insider, so very local news there, bringing them a bit of a bit of promotion. I think this is what we're doing, so hopefully they'll do some more. Unfortunately, I was looking at them, and unfortunately they don't have any gigs for you to go to as yet, but I'm sure if I hear anything, I will let you know, because I think they must be awesome live. They really do look like a band which can produce some great stuff, so give them up if you can. Visit them. Their website address is absolutionproject.com, and they have quite a few things there about the band. A bit of you can listen to them as well online. You can even look at their album, which was released in 2005, which is called Lies, and Complicated is from there as well. So that was a good start from Absolution Project, and of course we're going to play you a few more songs from them. We have got Not This Time and Unconscious Thoughts for you next.
Torn from the insignificant and what matters most. My actions define who I'll be.
My actions are defining me.
Reflect on your life and the choices you make. Now's in the blink of an eye. Your friends become your enemies.
Won't pretend for anyone else anymore. Your true colors are shown in my mind.
So I'd like to thank you very much to the Absolution Project for their free tracks, Complicated, Not This Time, and Unconscious Thought. I hope you enjoyed their sound that they bring, slightly different, but very good indeed, and I have spoken to someone and I told them how good they sound. They do sound really good, so I will definitely give you a heads up on any upcoming band they decide to do, and of course check out their website absolutionproject.com for more information about them. Of course, there's a lot on there, a lot for you to get to know about them, and this is the first step to get to know them from here. So our next band here on the show, we're just over halfway, we're playing you a band called Cotoneer. It's a four-man members. We have Daniel Pistina on guitars and vocals all the way from Italy and Rome. And then we have Matteo Pello as well on vocals and bass. Alex Pistina, so we've got some brothers there. Brothers and drums and vocals. And then we have Nathan Rice on the guitar. So, pretty good. I must admit, when I first heard these ones, they were very nice indeed. Sadly, not too many people have noticed them just yet. So, I'm going to tell you where I actually found them. Check them out and everything. It's at isound.com, and they're called Cotoneer. So, all you have to do is just search on the artist, and you'll get to the website very easily indeed. I will put a direct link to them on the podcast. No worries. Because I want them to be known a bit more. They've got free tracks from these lot. I hope you enjoy them. Formed in 2000, and well, I think you quite enjoy it. A bit slightly different to a few of the others, like I said, because it's a bit original. Everything's slightly different on this show, which makes it even better for you. So, Cotoneer, we'll play you Jen, Whatever Happened, and Words. Of course, like I always said at the beginning of the show, absolutely comments about all these bands are very favourable indeed. We'd love to give feedback to them from the show, as well as from me, to know what you like and you don't like, or what you like about the band. It's very important to me. I want this to work out very well. So, my website, mikecollins.com. Email me, mike@mikecollins.com. Very simple indeed. Put the member band that you want to talk about on the subject line so I know what it is. And obviously I know all the main box, and it's not just spam or anything as well. So that's for you to listen to now. Cotoneer are going to bring you the three awesome tracks, and I love to hear your comments about this band. And they're taking it away with Jen.
Jen is late again. She should have been here 10 minutes ago. So I called up my friends just to even know that I go out again like before, just to know if you are there, that I go out again like before, just to know if you are there. Jen is late again. She should have been here 10 minutes ago. So I call up my friends just to even know that I go out again like before, just to know if you are there, that I go out again like before, just to know if you are there. So I call up all my friends just to know if you are there. So I call up all my friends just to know if you are there. Oh.
fly outside. Whatever happened to the girls who would sing every night? Whatever happened to the boys who would laugh and play? Whatever happened to the bats that we used to take? Yourself in a tight, tight situation with no one to talk to but me. You got yourself in a tight, tight situation with no one to talk to. Whatever happened to the shoes that I used to wear? Whatever happened to all things? Now no one cares. Whatever happened to the nights we would just stare? I remember it all wasn't there. You got yourself in a tight, tight situation with no one to talk to but me. You got yourself in a tight, tight situation with no one to talk to but me. Listen to words I haven't said, and every time I speak, you will turn your head. Everything I say, it means nothing to you. 6 months pass, and now it's already June. And so I ask, fill my flask. Pages and no words to say. I've got time, especially today. Leaves turn brown, the sky goes gray. Words don't come and the season's already changed. And I ask, I'm still here.
So I ask, fill my flask.
It's all that,
it's all that good. Fast, three more pass,
and I'm still,
I'm still here.
So that is Cotoneer with Jen, Whatever Happened, and Words, giving you a great, great music. I hope you enjoyed it. As I said, I like the comments from this band, if possible, due to the fact that I can't find a website for them, unfortunately. So if I have any anything back from the band and have the website up and running, then I will let you know on the website. There will be a direct link, but unfortunately at this moment there isn't. So I'll pass it on all the comments that you give regarding their music. I think you're going to like it quite a lot. If you don't know which one's my favourite out of those three, I must admit, I think they have something special in each three of them, so I'll let you decide which ones you prefer. So email me, mike@mikecollis.com. And next up with you, we have a band which that they think they sound like Travis and Coldplay, so it sounds very promising for you. They're called Crying on the Microphone, and I think you're actually going to like these a lot. Came across them and listened to their tracks, and yeah, I said, yeah, definitely having these in my podcast, sent them an email and everything, so now you have them. It's Crying on the Microphone. The guy comes from Nashville, so if you know where that is, you know it's in the States, of course. Tennessee, I believe, is the state. Crying on the Microphone, it's Darren Prioli, is the singer and the songwriter. So like I said, just this guy, Darren, who's making the music, and I think you're going to be very, very impressed by this guy. So I'm afraid, what am I going to do? I'm going to give you the music. Yes, I am, because the music sounds a bit better than me going on about how good it is. You really need to hear it. So we're going to give you the three tracks we got. We got It's All Right. We have A Million Times and Alone For You. I fly away.
I'll fall down on my knees.
So that is Crying on the Microphone, bringing you It's Alright a million times, and then you just heard Alone for You. It's quite a mixture. The first one, very, very vocal, very quiet, very smooth and nice. For those nights, calm days that you want to relax, but then you really got to see the true variety of his playing style. You can see them many times there, very good indeed. I really like it. But I think my favourite's going to be that one, the last one, Alone for You. I love the vocals, love the lyrics on that one. Very nice, well done track composed, just brilliant. Unfortunately, on this one as well, no website I found either. So again, comments on the website. I'm going to make a blog episode 1, and if you can give me comments on there. About all the tracks, all the bands played on today's podcast would be greatly appreciated, and I'm sure the bands would appreciate it too as well, which is all about the show. It's not about me, it's about the band's music, and for them, it's what I'm doing it for. So, I'm afraid, sadly, we're coming to the end of the show. I know it's a very odd time. For me, I've thoroughly enjoyed playing all these nice bands for you. I hope you've enjoyed it too, here, learning about them, where they come from. I know, fortunately, some of them are from maybe not from where you are. Like I said, if you want me to find some, you know, inspiration from your home country that you like to hear, see what people are up to, then I will do that without any problems for you, of course. As you can see, we're going to be updating our podcast weekly. Sign up to our RSS feed and you'll get to know when we have updated it every week, because I probably can see that we're not going to be updating it at the same time all the time, unfortunately, due to the fact that I have other commitments as well. But, like I said, I'm committed to this podcast. It takes quite a while for me to find good music, find the bands, get the, you know, get feedback from them, of course, as well, making sure I'm allowed to play their music. So, like I said, it takes a bit of time, but that's why we can only do it once a week, because I want it to be thoroughly good for you. So, visit my website, mikecollins.com, visit the blog, add comments, go to all the band's website, thecakes.co.uk, absolutely. project.com for information on those, and if you can, of course, go to these gigs, and it'd be great to hear from you. Where the gigs, like, unfortunately for myself, can't go really to America and go to the gigs, unfortunately, but maybe one day. I do have a few bands which have been around with them for a few years, and give me a few emails now and again, they're saying they're going here, can you go? So you know, one day maybe, so and we could give you a live podcast. That'd be quite interesting, wouldn't it? Live podcast from a live event, but we'll have to see. Other than that, our next week's show will be some more bands which I'm working on at the moment, so I can't really tell you who I'm going to be playing, of course. Some of them are waiting back to hear from them. So that next week's show will be pretty much the same. More great music, great info about all these bands, and for you, their websites for you to enjoy. So I'd like to say thank you very much for listening to this week's podcast, and we'll see you again very soon indeed.